Okay, so we started discussing yesterday, you know, the inyan of mitzvah srichos kavana, right, and how that plays out when it comes to shofar. And specifically, the way we were framing everything is that according to the first approach, which is the pashas of the Gemara, we had the Balamor, we had the Machamis, we had the second day of the Magen Mishnah, right, they all were assuming when it comes to mitzvah srichos kavana versus inyan srichos kavana, all mitzvahs are the same. So either all mitzvos shrichos kavana, or all mitzvos inan shrichos kavana. That's why you find right the Gemara all over the place, bring you, and as we showed them, bring you rayas from different mitzvos because it's all one inyan. But then we saw that there's a very important tavamina on chav chesam and aleph to mechalik between two mitzvos specifically. Shneir, what are the two mitzvos that the Gemara and the tavamina on chav chesam and aleph coming to mechalik between?
There's tavamina there's shofar, or with what do we have?
Right, and kafu parsian, which is in the context.
Oh, the matzah.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So the Gemara and Chav Chesam and Aleph is a hava mina to be mechalik between the mitzvahs of shofar and matzah. Right, to say that even if matzah does not require kavana, hence kafu parsian yatzah, you'd have a tzad, you'd have a hava mina that shofar would require a kavana. That's a hava mina in the Gemara itself. It is rejected l'maskana, at least here, which says even shofar ainon shrichah kavana. So Kei Lashir is Yatzah. So that's the Halvina. But in addition to that Halvina Shlomo, which Rishon has the split psak, even the Maskana, the Rambam says, Kafu Parsium Yatzah, when it comes to Shofar, it comes to Matzah, but Shofar requires Kavana. So we're in the middle of developing, right, what is the basis of this distinction? Right, what is the basis of being Mechalik between Shofar requiring Kavana and Matzah not requiring Kavana? So we pointed out that the two ways to look at this question, whenever you have, right, is which one is the rule and which one is the exception. And so yesterday we developed the first mahalach, which is to say that really mitzvos srichos kavana. Really all mitzvos require kavana, and that's why a shofar is just an example of the rule. But matzah is the exception. Right? Matzah is the exception. And right, this is the way Rashi explains the Havmina, and this is the way the Ran explains the Havmina and the Maskana of the Rama. And again, Amoshe, according to Rashi and the Ran, what makes matzah the exception? Why is it that although mitzvah is really srichos kavana everywhere, matzah is different?
Right, so the reason was because the fact that it was
said,
the same way that kavana.
Exactly, right? This factor of shekeinene, which we explained in Lomdus, is that if the idea of right kavana is to be mitzarif you to the maisa mitzvah, so in the case, and therefore mitzvah srichos kavana, if you're lacking the kavana, generally you're not mitzarif to the maisa mitzvah. But hana can serve as a substitute because the idea is that since the gavra is receiving hana from that action, right, that connects that maisa to the gavra. So that adkan is approach number one, right, to explain the chilik between shofar and matzah. To say really the rule is mitzvos srichos kavana, matzah is the exception because shekeinene. Yeah.
But doesn't the mitzvos kind of seem odd to say that the exception would be that? That by matzah you don't need kavana because there's a maisa.
Because of the hana.
Because you get hana, which is mashlim.
Because achila and bia are maisim, which entail hana. So therefore, that hana, which is right, obviously the person who performs those actions, the person who eats or is involved in the maisa bia, gets hana from those actions. So that hana connects him to that maisa. It's basically you can't disassociate that maisa from the person who's doing it because he's the one who got hana from it. So even though he was mechavin for the ma'isa, the hana is going to be served as a substitute mitzarif.
So can it not be said then that if there is a mitzvah, with, and arguably this is the case by most mitzvahs, say lulav and sukkah, the tefillin, for example, but very notable examples, that the ma'isa is an integral part of the mitzvah itself. So whether you're lacking kavana, it's the mashlim of bilus of the mitzvah that you have over it.
Now, even if the ma'isa is an important part of the mitzvah, the point is, in halacha, right, just because someone did an action, it doesn't make it legally, right, halachically, it's not necessarily his action, unless there's some connector. Generally, that connector is a kavana, but in this case, we're saying the hana could serve as a substitute.
So even if there's a maisa, it's still the baseline, is still something needs to be mashed.
Connected for it to be your maisa.
Okay,
good. So now let's get to the second way of looking at it, is the opposite. Right. So now the second mahalach for the Rambam and the Halamina, they say that really the rule is matzah. Really, mitzvos einan srichas kavana. But shofar is different. Shofar is the exception. So again, right, the second mahalach is that really mitzvahs ain't on shrichas kavana. Kafu parsiyam yatsa is the rule, but shofar is different. And this is what Yaakov already initially read the Gemara, because the Gemara focuses on this drasha of right of zichron shrua. It sounds like shofar is what's different. But the question is within this mahalach is, so what makes shofar different? Why is it that shofar would require kavana, despite the fact that generally mitzvahs ain't on shrichas kavana? So we're gonna have two different versions of this. The first one is the first day of the Magen Mishnah. Anybody have the Magen Mishnah open? Pay careful attention to the Lashon. Yaakov, do you have it? So the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shofar Beis Dalid. Right, his first day is to try, right? His second day we saw yesterday is he changes the gear set to say, oh, both really are both are really the same din. Really both are lo yatza, that even matzah requires kavana. The first day says, no, maybe he takes a stab at trying to be mechalik between them, and you know focuses on shofar being different. Yaakov, do you have it? He says, v'ulai shehu sover. Mach Mishnah Beis Dalad. Anybody have it? Yeah, go for it, Stephen.
Since that really you're not doing a real maisa, you're just listening, and even the person who's blowing is only doing a maisa instead of listening. So then it's not.
Therefore, you require kavana there. So it's not exactly clear what makes shmia different. All the Magen Mishnah says is that you're not doing a maisa tekiah, right? Because in Lamdas the mitzvah is shmia, and even the tokeya. According to him, that the tekiah is just a heksher for the shmiah. So shmiah is different. Do you have any sense of what makes shmiah different? What makes shmiah different that it would require kavana, even though, let's say, a maisa tekiah or other maisim would not?
Because you're not doing it. It's very passive.
Excellent. That's exactly what I would say. Excellent, Steven. What seems to be unique about shmiah is it's very passive. When you're doing a maisa tekiah or maisa achila or any or maisa lekicha of lulav, you're doing an action. You're performing an action. What's unique about shmiah? That it's very passive. You're just sitting back and you're just listening. And it sounds like from the Magen Mishnah, this first day of, is that because Shmiah is completely passive, so therefore, although generally, according to this day, generally, mitzvahs ain't on shrichas kavana. And generally, when you just do an active maisa mitzvah, the fact that you're performing that active maisa mitzvah, that is mitzurif you to it, even without kavana. When it comes to Shmiah, because Shmiah by its nature is passive, therefore you need more to be mitzaref you to it, and therefore you need kavana specifically by the passive Shmiah. So again, for the Magen Mishnah, not so much lump, meaning it's not really a lump dish of chiluk, but it's more the fact that Shmiah is passive by nature, therefore you need an extra mitzaref of kavana. The lump dish that does come out of the Magen Mishnah is that he's clearly thinking that the Gedr HaMitzah is Shmiah alone. Right, and the Maisa Tekiah plays no role other than just a Hechsher Ba'alma, which works out very nicely for the Rambam, who the Magen Mishnah is explaining, because we know the Rambam, especially in Shuvah, which we'll get back to later, also thinks that the Maisa Tekiah is a Hechsher Ba'alma, right, in contrast to other approaches within the Shmiah, who maybe play up the Maisa Tekiah to some extent. This Magen Mishnah works out very well with the Rambam in Shuvah, where it's the focus of the Gedr Mitzvah is completely the passive Shmiah, and the Maisa Tekiah is a Hechsher Ba'alma. Okay, so that's called the first version of the second approach, that really shofar is the exception, but the explanation is because the Gedr Mitzvah is a Shmiah, which is completely passive. Yeah?
According to you can say it in the same terms of Grath's Chiluk that we saw yesterday regarding, well, according to the Tzad, that Mitzvah is except by Matzah because it's an Abba'alma, so over here you can say that you get Bailos on any Maisa as long as you're doing it actively.
100%, yeah. Exactly what I meant. Yeah, 100%. But the assumption is that really mitzvahs ain't on shrichas kavana. So therefore, when you're doing an active maisa, that itself is mitzaref you. But when it's completely passive, you need an extra mitzaref you to the maisa. 100%. Isaac.
Completely contrary to what we've been saying, generally
this is doing it, right? Yeah, this is the opposite. Meaning again, these are two general approaches to how to explain the chiluk of the Rambam and the chiluk of the Havmiya. One mahalak we just did yesterday was that really mitzvos trichos kavana, and matzah is the exception because of hana. Here's the opposite, 100%. Here is that really mitzvos ain't on trichos kavana, but shofar is the exception. So what first version of that is that shofar's exception is because it's because the shmiah is the mitzvah and it's completely passive. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't understand why that would, since it's passive, now you need to have kavana.
Yeah, meaning you need more to connect it to the person. And the assumption is that
when you think of a lot of other examples like that, though.
If there is something which is completely passive, then according to this, they would also require a kavana. Yeah, maybe we have to think of it, but Shmiah is pretty unique. Generally, mitzvahs, there's a picking up the lulav, there's the eating.
If mitzvah don't need kavana, then why does it matter if it's passive?
Because the idea is that maybe, as Shmiah was explaining before, maybe mitzvahs generally don't require kavanas because you're the person who actively did that action, it's yours. That makes it yours. But if you're just listening, like, what makes it yours? You're completely passive, so maybe specifically there you need to compensate with having active kavana. Yeah. That's interesting.
Interesting.
So again, either that is the kavana, but again, this passivity seems to be more of on the physical standpoint. From a physical standpoint, you're not physically doing anything. There might be the mitzvah kriya. You're being shmiya. Yeah. I mean, by kriya and shomea ka'onet is if you were doing the kriya, then it's active. A mitzvah which is dibur is active. You know what I'm saying? If shomei kona, but then it's as if you did that, right? Yeah. Here's unique. Okay. So the first version of saying that really mitzvahs in tzrichas kavana, that shofar is unique. The first version is to say that shofar is unique because the gather is shmiya and shmiya is completely passive. Oh. The second version comes out of an interesting, I don't know if it's a girso or the parish of Rabbeinu Chanan. If you look very closely at the way the Rach, speaks out this Havmina, he adds a couple of words to explain why shofar is different. Akiva, would you mind? With the Rach, again, this is explaining the Havmina. Just go from like Shita. Right, this is the end of Chav Chesam and Aleph. Right, it's obvious, right, that matzah and shofar are the same. There it says to eat it, and you ate it. Here's the key. But you know.
So we need that.
But you just read the key line. V'ha'acha b'inyan tekios. Kavanas halev but inan. Right, this could, I don't think it's a different girsa, it's probably his pshat and zichron shura, where Yaakov was getting at yesterday, that, right, the mashmos, the implication of zichron shura, is that you need kavanas halev. What is this, you referenced this before, what does this seem to be reminiscent of? This idea that the shofar is a special din of kavanas halev. Very right. This idea works out very nicely with the hurei tshuva idea. If you think that part of the gedar hamitzvah, right, of shofar is hurei tshuva, right? So then one could very well say that since at least the ideal kiyum of shofar, of mitzvah shofar, is hurei tshuva, so perhaps you'd have a hamina that a mitzvah which is very much focused on your inner thoughts, and that's the ideal of the mitzvah, that maybe, you know, the ideal is hurei tshuva, but maybe having at least kavana latzis would be ma'akev. Right? So the Rach uses that idea, at least to explain the hamina, that perhaps what's unique about the mitzvah of shofar, that even though generally, right, matzah is the rule, generally mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but what makes shofar unique is it's a special din of kavana salev, where it works out very nicely. If you think that gedar hamitzvah of, right, at least the ideal gedar hamitzvah includes hurei tshuva, so perhaps a mitzvah shofar, which is very much inwardly focused, would at least on an ekov level, would require at the very least kavana latzeis. Yes. So you push back. Yeah.
So
the issue is, even according to the Rambam, Kavana Latzeis is Ma'akev, not necessarily Hurei Tshuva. There's a chilik between Kavana Latzeis and the Kavana.
So we're saying he's not, so where's he even coming from in the
Havamina, no? That's very careful when I said it, is that the mitzvah whose ideal is the hurei tshuva, right, would have kavana latzis as an ikov. Meaning, a mitzvah whose ideal is inwardly focused and trying to have an impact on the person, on a ma'akev level, would at least require the person, because the whole mitzvah is inwardly focused, to at least be aware that he's being mekayim in the mitzvah. That's why I'm connecting it. Because it's not saying, I mean, Rambam doesn't paskin the Hurei Tshuva as ma'akev, he's paskining a Kavana Lotzeis as ma'akev. So I'm just using this rach in the Havamina to highlight that the mitzvah of shofar is very much focused on Kavana Salev, which might connect to the Hebrew Yeshiva.
Sorry, how does that read with Gemara? Meaning, we're saying Avahachos Zichron Shuach Siv, meaning that over here the pasuk seems to say that you need Hebrew Yeshiva is Zichron.
What?
Zichron Shuach. Then we're saying in the Gemara means that the pasuk implies you need Hebrew Yeshiva.
I'm not sure how the Rach interprets that. I don't know from the Rach. I don't want to put words into his mouth. How he gets from Zichron Shuach to Kavanas Aleiv, but right. Something of the light. I mean, it could be that is a reference to Yerushalayim. Could be. In economic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But at least in this Peshaw, we're saying Mitzvah Nishiv HaSkavan is the Iker, and the Beis Shifr is the different case with the exception. But this is only written with, like, but the Savamin is rejected. It's Kamash Malan.
But not for the Rambam.
So the Maskana
is that Huhuri Tshuva is the ideal Kiyam, but in terms of the baseline Kiyam, as long as you do the Maisa Mitzvah of Shmiah.
So therefore, it being passive doesn't change anything. Rebbe's
no, not to do with passive. This is a different. This is a different part.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's a different idea.
Okay, no, sure. Everyone's saying that.
Meaning, Magen Mishnah is passivity. The Rach, and we'll see in a moment, the Ramban have a different. What makes shofar different is not the passivity. It's the special Inyan of Kavanas Halev.
But that's rejected. Leave it in the comments. I don't
for the Havmina, but not for the Rambam.
But why? But the Rambam Lamaskan is holding the Mitzvah Seitz Chizkavan in this case. So therefore, he's rejecting
the Rama holds Mitzvah Seitz Chizkavana by shofar.
No, I'm saying, but let's see. But in general, the Mitzvah Seitz Chizkavana, like, something like Rava.
But shofar is different because it's an Indian, because lechatzchila, on an ideal realm, it's supposed to be Mahara B'tshuva. So although that's not Ma'akev, but at least Kavana Lotzeis is Ma'akev for the Rama.
And then I'm saying, but the Gemara rejects that. That's
but the Rambam paskins the Havamina, not the rejection of the Havamina.
But why would the finding find that's right? The question: why is the Rambam paskins the Havamina? Even though it says Kamash Malan, then how does the Rambam?
As the Rambam points out, because I mean the Rambam saw the Rambam paskins, let's say like Reb Zera. The Rambam, the way the Rambam presents it, the Rambam paskins like Reb Zera over Rover when it comes to shofar, but yet, right, he's willing to paskin kafu parsing by matzah. And how can he be mechalak between them? According to this, because he sees that, you know, see from this Havmina that shofar can be seen as different. Yeah.
Why would it be specific that you need Kavanas Halev and you're very true but not if you get a reversal of Tefillah?
What?
I would think Tefillah is only going to be possible.
Where did Tefillah come in? You said it again?
We had a moment before us whether the list of
Okay. It was tefillah, yeah. Oh, you're saying also according to the approach that the gedera mitzvah of shofar is tefillah, you're saying you could also understand why Kavanas Halev would play a bigger role. Is that what you're saying? Because it's a bodhisha belief. Okay. Yeah.
Just to add to that, like, yeah. there are two ways to read the Kamash Malan. Right? It can either be that Kamash Malan, even though shofar is about Hevori Tshuva, you still don't need...
It's still not Ma'akev.
100%. Or it's a different... It's rejecting that understanding of shofar. Really, it's not about Hevori Tshuva, it's about...
100%. Very good. Right, so the Rambam presumably is going to say that even the Kamash Malan admits that it's Hevori Tshuva, or the Rach, right? Hevori Tshuva, but it's not Ma'akev, and then... But he... Right? But the Rambam is going to say that it's Ma'akev.
So the Rabbeinu Chananel is giving a second reason for why shofar is the exception.
Yeah, he's explaining in the context of the Havamina. But not only does the Rach point out that shofar is unique because of this idea of Kavanas Halev. If you look very carefully, the Machamas has this as well. Again, unclear within the Machamas is this a separate girsa or this is a pshat that he's inserting into the girsa. Let's quickly do this. We go back to the Machamas and Zayin Amanal, the Dape Ariv. Again, he's starting with Va'anon Lo Garcino in the same piece that we saw yesterday.
Just right back to Stephen's point. I'm saying, he says the Ferish Kamash Malan that it's Mitzvah Nishiv HaSkavana.
Yeah, because he's in the Gemara. He's the parish of the Gemara, which...
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm not sure that you could read it two ways that Stephen was saying. I think...
He's right that the Gemara's Maskana could be understood in two different ways.
Oh, fine.
That's all he's saying.
Kamash Malan is interesting in two ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Once I have you, if you're sure, would you mind? Do you see that line in the Machamas? I don't know, Garcina. Remember, the background to this Machamas is the context of Machamas is that Machamas, again, is paskening mitzvah srichos kavana. And therefore, part of his presentation to say that even Rava, who seems to say mitzvah ain't a srichos kavana, really, it was just a zoso meres, velelo sirale. Meaning, even Rava doesn't hold a mitzvah ain't a srichos kavana. He would just say, if you hold a kafu, persi, and yatsa, which means you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, then that shita would carry over to shofar. But Rava himself doesn't actually hold the mitzvah ain't a srichos kavana. Rava himself can still hold the mitzvah srichos kavana. So in that context, the Ramban says, therefore, va'anan lo garsinan, you have it?
Yeah, va'anan lo garsinan, the chesiva of the mikdas misochei, the meshabchen alma, kasava rava mitzvah ain't srichos kavana.
Right, so don't have the mistaken girsa in the Gemara.
That in every single case.
That, right, that alma, kasava, rava, whatever, mitzvah ain't a srichos kavana, because that would imply that rava slash rava himself agrees to ain't a srichos kavana, but Ramban doesn't think that's true.
Alehochi garsinan. Pshita, mahu detema hasam tachlu matzah isam rachmana pachila, avil hacha kavanas haleibin and plaka.
Here,
kamash malan mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana.
Again, so stop it. Right. So again, within the halv, the way again, I don't know if this is a girsa or this is a pshat in zichron shuvah. It's hard to know. But here, the girsa slash pshat of the Ramban is similar to the Rach. Avil hacha, what makes shofar unique is kavanas haleiba inan. It's the idea that there's something about shofar which where kavana salev plays an integral role, which again works out very nicely if you hold of this hirei tshuva idea. Again, or as Yaakov saying, perhaps that could also work within the tefillah approach as well. So again, according to both the Rach and the Milchamas, again, in short, we have two different versions of how you can see shofar as being the exception. Either according to the Magen Mishnah, because shofar is a passive shmiah, or according to the Rach and Milchamas, what makes shofar unique is because of the special role of Kavanas Halev by shofar, which we're pointing out, presumably connects to the geder, to the nature of shofar itself, perhaps as being your hurei tshuva. And it works out very nicely, Ramban l'shitaso. Remember, Ramban, in the context of the sugi of Kafuf, was the one who said that the reason why Kafuf could even be a din d'oraisa, right, is because of the mitzvah of shofar is all about hurei tshuva. And therefore, it's important for the shofar to be Kafuf, dumya to this idea of to be kofef your lev to Hashem b'tshuva. So it works out very nicely that the same Ramban who inserts hurei tshuva into the geder mitzvah in the realm of Kafuf, right, over here is similarly has its side in the Havmin at least that shofar would be unique because of this inyan of Kavanas Halev. Yeah.
Sorry, this is just stamma thing in that Kayev thing.
Yeah.
Pasuk talking about being Kayev Lachuva. I thought made it sound, or at least Rashi made it sound like it's just talking about like a kind of, you should focus on the cutting part of the presence in this world, not doubting that you're being Kayev.
Let's not discuss that right now, but it's interesting. Interesting Havmin. Interesting. Okay, so far, right, in terms of the Makoros, right, which are Mechalik between different mitzvahs in regards to Kavana, we've had the Havamin on Chavches, we had the Rambam, where both Mechalik between the mitzvah shofar and the mitzvah of matzah, and then we discuss which one's the exception and which one is the rule. There's another Makor, another Rishon that I had you see in the Sugya, in the realm of a Havamina, who says that in the realm of the Torah's Havamina, that there was a room to be Mechalik between different types of mitzvahs. We discuss this, right? Who is that Rishon who has at least entertains a possibility of being mechalik to different types of mitzvahs? Remember Tosos, right? Tosos be mechalik between which types of mitzvahs? Derabanan and deraisas, right? So let's look back to Tosos Chavchas Amid Aleph, Dir Maschol Amar Rava, right? So basically, Tosos here at first says, right, the sugya of mitzvahs in a tzrichas kavana. Right here, the Psalm of Mitzvah Ein Shrichas Kavana connects to the same machlokas that we have in the context of Maror and Psachim Kufi Dalet Amabes. So on that basis, Tosas asks, Gavi, would you mind to see two lines up in Tosas and says Vahashta?
Yeah, Vahashta
So what's his implicit Nasha?
The reason that, well, the Maror Psachim says explicitly Bryce, which says that
exactly. There's explicit brisa which says that if you eat maror without kavanah, you're yotze. So the question that Tosas is asking is that why does Rava bring a raya from a statement of an amora from kafu parsiyam yotze? Shmamina is also meres mitzvahs in shikos kavanah. Bring a raya from the explicit brisa which says that acho maror b'li kavanah yotze. So what does Tosas say? Why can't we bring a raya from there? Says Tosas. Right? So Hav means say, oh, we couldn't bring. Right? Tosa says you couldn't. The Gemara couldn't bring a raya from Maror, not requiring kavanah, because you could have said. You would have had a havamina, you know, it's that maybe the psak of mitzvahs eino tzrichas kavanah is limited to mitzvahs d'rabbanan, like maror. But by mitzvahs d'oraisa, such as shofar, okay, l'shir, maybe there you do require kavanah. So here Tosas has this havamina to mechalik between, not between, right, before we had mikoros, which were mechalik, between d'oraisas, between matzah and shofar. Here we're having Tosas be mechalik between mitzvahs d'oraisa, which require kavanah, and mitzvahs d'rabbanan, which don't require kavanah. Yeah.
Mar became d'rabbanan post Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's all carbon pesach. If it's d'oraisa, then Tanayim lived at least near the time of Beis Hamikdash. Is it possible that...
No, but Mishnayos are a lot of times, are also, you know, yeah, a lot of times Mishnayos discuss post Churban.
Okay.
Post, yeah.
I mean, it's just like he's making an assumption that this is post Churban. Is that the same assumption that maybe...
Interesting, Howard, you're saying maybe the Braisa... Maybe that Braisa was specifically talking about, you know, during Zman Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it would be a raya that even by Doraisa.
Or not necessarily specifically talk, but also.
Interesting. That's interesting. You're right. You're pointing out that Tosas is making Hanacha, that Braisa could be limited to post, you know, Churban, which is only when it's only Jurban. Interesting. Yeah.
I think Rebbe and Rebbe asked the Gemara 2 years ago, I think Rashi commented and said that it's a Mara Darabana. I could be wrong.
Said again that he comments on the Braisa.
It says Mara Darabana.
Interesting. Rashi on the spot. I wonder if there's some type of hechreya. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Oh, so we're just pointing out, you know, my Shneir actually, you know, in Seder asked me an excellent question, which is, oh, how can Tosas have this havamina to be chal between derabanan and deraisas? And don't, is there a general call of kol tikkun rabanan, kein deraisa tikkun? That generally the gedra of mitzvahs derabanan parallel the gedra of mitzvahs deraisa. So how can Tosas have such a havamina? So I pointed out that when it comes to derabanans and deraisas, right, the chachamim have a balance. On the one hand, you have this klal of kol to tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, which says that when the chachamim are making takanos, they're going to, you know, mirror the nature of their, or the dinim of their dinim, to the dinim of deraisas. But on the other hand, there's also an issue that the chachamim specifically wanted to be mechalik in certain circumstances between derabanans and deraisas to highlight the hierarchy. That there's a clear hierarchy, there's a clear distinction between mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. This comes up in the Sugya Bal Tosef, where some mefarshim say beferish, that if a chachamim were to be mitakein a mitzvah d'rabbanan and made it the same as a mitzvah d'oraisa, there might be an issue about Tosef. So because of that issue, right, the chachamim certain times specifically wanted to be mechalik between the din of a d'rabbanan and the dinim of d'oraisa. What's a classic example of a chilek between a din d'rabbanan and din d'oraisa? Savik d'rabbanan l'kula, savik d'oraisa l'chumra. Right? So again, it's possible that what Tosas and the Havamina is saying, that the Havamina is that, oh, maybe the Chachamim use Kavana, just like savik d'rabbanan, just like savik l'kula versus the Chumra, is a distinction to highlight the hierarchy between d'rabbanan and d'oraisa. And the Havamina Tosas said, oh, maybe they use Kavana also, say that by d'oraisa, which are a higher level, there you need Kavana. D'rabbanan, which are a lower level, there you don't need Kavana. But the maskana is that, right, they're equated, and in this context for Kavanah, it's Kain d'oraisa tikkun. But again, it's very important that just those two issues are always balanced by the Chachamim. On the one hand, call the tikkun Rabbanan Kain d'oraisa tikkun, it should be the same as d'oraisas. On the other hand, you want to make it very clear that d'rabbanans are lower level d'oraisas, and therefore certain dinim are going to be the same, certain dinim are going to be different. And I think that's the masa matan tosis. Yeah.
Sorry, can you even say, maybe a little bit there, that like Kain the Nasibus in Rishon Lavalid? And because the whole, all their abundance are miyased on l'sasur, their abundance can only sell you l'sasur foil. Meaning, don't not do the thing that I'm telling you to do. They can't tell you to have kavanah to be mechaving smitzvah. They can only tell you, meaning they can't. They can tell you, don't not eat mar. Meaning, the foil, go eat mar.
Well, why, but if, why can't they say, no, to go, I don't not do the marer, but me. You can't not do the mitzvah mar. But the mitzvah maror could require
kavanah. Well, the kavanah is not part of the ma'aseh mitzvah, is it?
According to this, mitzvah srichas kavanah on deraisas, which means, according to Reb Chaim, that means the kavanah is a din in the ma'aseh mitzvah.
From Reb Chaim, you see that the ma'aseh mitzvah exists even without the kavanah is just static with you. So the whole,
okay, that's a subtle point. I mean, the way Reb Chaim says it, I mean, the way Reb Chaim says it is that there's not going to be a full Maisa Mitzvah without Kavanah. We were masbir it is that perhaps there is a full, I mean, maybe there is a ma'isa mitzvah, but the chisaron is that it's not mitzuref to you. Those are slightly subtle different versions of okay. Okay, good. So, right, again, so far what we basically have seen is that, and Ad Kan is our discussion, Mitzvah Shrichos Kavana, is this idea that you have certain makoros which are willing to be mechalik between different mitzvahs when it comes to Kavana. The Havmin on Chavches and the Rambam mechalik between Matzah and Shofar, again, to Mahalchim, which one is the exception, which one's the rule? And then this Tosos, at least in the Havamina, has a Havamina to Mechalim between Mrs. Doraisa and Mrs. Dirabanan. Fine. Okay. So now let's move on to our next topic, which is the role of the Maisa Tekiya. Okay? And we're going to see that there are several, you know, halachos, which seem to highlight that the Maisa Tekiya is very important. That it's not just a Hechsher Ba'alma, but that somehow every person needs to be Misyaches to a Maisa Tekiya. And happens to work out well. They're all three, or most of them, are in Chavtes Amud Aleph. So let's quickly go through three dinim, which are mentioned on Chavtes Amud Aleph, which all highlight the need for every person to be Misyaches to a Maisa Tekiya. So let's start with the Mishnah, the Chere Shoto Kanta. Let's get Yosef. Would you mind? All right, the Mishnah Chavtes Amud Aleph, by Chere Shoto Kanta. So what is the mission establishing? What type of person do you need to be the Baal Tokeya? A Bar Chiyuva. Right? So again, already over here, the fact that you need your Baal Tokeya to be a Bar Chiyuva, and the assumption is to in order to be Motzi you in the Maisa Tekiya, it sounds like every person needs to be Yotze, needs to fulfill the Maisa Tekiya. So again, the first din, which seems to highlight the need for every person to be misyaches, to halachically be considered as if they're performing ma'isa tekiya, is a requirement for the Baal Tokeya to be a Bar Chiyuva. Thereby the psul for a Chere Shoto Katan, who are, each one, is not a Bar Chiyuva. That is halacha number one. Halacha number two, which is, you know, coming off of the Bar Chiyuva idea, is later on in the Amud, this idea of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, which is taking this Bar Chiyuva even to another step. Nachi, would you mind? See that when he quotes the Brisa of Misha Chatzio Eved Chatzio Ben Chorin, the first, I would say, you know, middle wide line. Right, so the Brisa says that a Chatzio Eved Chatzio Ben Chorin cannot be motzi someone else, because there's a chisaron in what? What's the chisaron? Why can't it be motzi someone else? He's only a chetzi bar chiyuva, so there is a chisaron in the ma'isa tekiya. It's only the ma'isa tekiya is only like half of a bar chiyuva. Oh, the number of huna. Sorry, in the gemara, the second line of the gemara there, number of huna. Oh, so Rav Huna says that he can't be motzi himself. Comes along with Nachman. Right, so again, very important to say, not only is there a chisaron of the Maisa Tekiya when it's being done for Acherim, there's also a problem of the Maisa Tekiya for himself. So too, we can't be Tokeya la'atzmo. And then Tanya Mayachi, Misha Chatzio Eved, Misha Chatzio Ben Chorin, af la'atzmo eino motzi. So again, this is each of these halachos we're going to have to analyze more in depth, but for now, before we get to the details, for now we're just, you know, bringing out that the requirement of a Bar Chiyuva and this psul for Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, where he can't be Tokei La'atzmo, are really highlighting again this need for every person to be Yotze with a proper Maisa Tekiya, and Chatzi Eved Ben Chorin can't even be Tokei La'atzmo. Yeah.
Kiva. If somebody was Chatzi in any regard, and so they have to listen because there's a chance that they're Chaya. But,
or not even as a chance. It's not a suffix, it's your half. You have to do the mitzvahs for the half of you that is a Bar Chiyuva.
So truth doesn't happen. So we can't say that.
Yeah, meaning, we're going to get to the details so when we get back to it. But meaning, so even though when he's Shomea, the half, the Chetzi Ben Chorin, you know, is Shomea, but the problem is he can't be Shomea a bad tekiya. And the assumption is that the tekiah generated by a chatzi hev, a chatzi ben chorin, is problematic because it's not, that tekiah is not by a full bar chiyuva. And the fact that you need a tekiah by a full bar chiyuva is, again, it's highlighting this need for everyone to be yotze with a proper maisa tekiah. So again, it's the bar chiyuva for the chayv shav katan, and then the Gemara extends it even to a chatzi hev, a chatzi ben chorin. And the last din, which highlights the need for the, in terms of the maisa tekiah, is the Shita of Reb Zera at the end of Chav Chesam Beis, going into Chav Tesam Al. Shlomo, you mind just reading the same answer of Reb Zera at the end of Chav Chesam Beis, top of Chav Tesam Al? Amr Lei Reb Zera? Yeah. That's right. Right, so he says to his helper, right, the person helping, he chavim mitakalim. So what does he tell him to do? Right. Have kavana to do what? Exactly. Have kavana to be motzini, right? Very important. Rashi, just like Dira Masl, Ichav in the Takele, Shlomo. Exactly. Have kavana to be motzini with your tekiah, right? Again, highlighting, it's not just a hechsher ba'am, as long as you hear the shofar, you're good. No, you need to be yotze, the maisa tekiah itself, and therefore, in order for that maisa tekiah to be misyachis to you, right, you, the mashmiya or the tokeya needs to have kavana to be motzi. We're going to have to explain why. Yeah, 100%. So right now we're just establishing the evidence that the ma'is tekiya seems to be important, and then we're going to have to explain how all the different approaches are going to understand this requirement. And there's a last mishnah which also highlights the importance of the kavana of the tokeya, and that's in Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Right. We turn to the Mishnah Lamed Beis and Amid Beis. There's a quick line there at the very end of the bottom Mishnah. Right? Let's get Srili, if you don't mind. The last line, Hamasasek. Right? Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. Right? It's similar to Rav Zera's requirement for the Mashmiya to have Kavana Latze, to have Kavana to be Motzi. Parallel to it. Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. Let's say three lines from the bottom. Yeah, before. So not only is a misasek loyatza, which means that you don't even have kavana for the maisa tekiyah, right? Remember the Gemara in Chav Chesam Beis, an example where, of the shomea thinking that it's like the call of a chamor, right? You're not yotze. But not only is it the shomea is misasek, also the hashomea mina misasek. Even if the shomea is completely has kavana, in any mukun mezuman lishmoa kol shofar, you know, v'chule v'chule. Still, if the Baal Tokeya is misasik, the Baal Tokeya is just practicing, and there's no kavana to blow the shofar, the shomea is not going to be yotze. So from all these mikoros on Chates and Lamebez, you see, right, in terms of needing the Baal Tokeya to be a bar chiyuva, in terms of the Baal Tokeya having kavana, right, to be motzi, and having kavana, you know, to perform a proper maisa tekiah, all of these are highlighting the role of the maisa tekiah, which is seemingly an important thing and not just a hechsher ba'alma. Yeah, Shner.
I'm almost embarrassed to ask this.
Don't be embarrassed.
See,
now it's gonna be like a bomb, gosh, you know, yeah. Real man, yeah.
I mean, the maisa, like, oh, there's, but when it comes to like Rava saying what he said, I mean, this is a mishnah that is asik. So at least the first
Rava,
part, right? So, when Rava said that, right, after Kaila Shir Yatza.
Yeah.
Is that not a misasik?
No, okay, very important. Very important to be mondered.
I'm missing something here. Like,
yeah, no, yeah. It's unclear, especially because the Gemara, where's Rishalam? Yeah. There are three different levels. There is Kavana Latzes, where you have in mind that you are not only doing a Maisa Tekiya, but that you want to fulfill the mitzvah. That's what's required for mitzvah Srikos Kavana. Level two is Mitzvah Einu Tzrichas Kavana, which says that you don't need to have Kavana Latzes, but you still need to have Kavana that you're performing the Maisa Tekiah. Level three, exactly, you know what you're doing. You know you're blowing, you know you're listening to a shofar, the sound of a shofar, you know you're blowing a shofar, but you don't have Kavana Latzes. But you know exactly that you're aware that you're performing the Maisa Mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar / Shmia Shofar. Level three of Misasek, which is the Mishnah Lamed Beis, is where you're not even aware that you're either listening to a shofar sound or that you are blowing a shofar. Now, what's confusing, as I was talking to Shalom about this, this was Aruch Lanier makes Zahara, is that in the Havmin of Chav Chesam Beis, it seems to equate the lack of kavanah latzeis with misasek. When it says of hacha zichron shuraksiv, v'hai misasek ba'almahu. Where it says, oh, this person who doesn't have kavanah latzeis is as if misasek. So Shalom was asking me, like, what does that mean? Aren't they two different things? So the Aruch Lanier supposedly makes a sa'ara, and it's like a din that when you don't, according to the mitzvahs, according to the tzad that you would require kavanah for shofar, if you lack the necessary kavanah, it's as if you're misasek. Meaning, because the whole way you saw to misasek is that you're not mitzuruf to the maisa, and if mitzvah srichas kavanah, if you don't have kavanah latzeis, it's as if you're not mitzuruf to the maisa mitzvah. So it's as if you're misasek. Not that the lack of kavanah latzeis is misasek, but it has the same result of misasek that there's a lack of tzeruf to the maisa.
So Tekeil HaShir is not a misasek.
It's not misasek.
He is being tokeh.
Exactly. Like, you're aware. Exactly. Tekeil HaShir is not misasek, 100%. Right? But if you think that lo yatza, the Gemara is saying, it's as if you're misasek, and the lumdus is that they both have the same result if you're not being mitzuruf to the maisa. Yeah.
If Rava, is it that I'm not, of course related to the refinement we did yesterday, but yeah. Is it that I'm not matching the chalal with your kavana, or is that I don't require you to have a kavana latzeis?
Where are you? You're in the Havmina?
In Shita's Rav Stam.
Shita's Rav Stam, which is assuming mitzvahs Eino Tzrichas Kavanah.
Yeah, if I blow shofar, Davka Shalom Latzis. Would I be able to move someone else?
That's an interesting question. Within mitzvahs Eino Tzrichas Kavanah, within mitzvahs Eino Tzrichas Kavanah, that's a machlokes. Right? It's machlokes. You've shown this, there's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah quoting the Rashbam that says, even though mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, if kavanah shlowat says, then that's ma'akir the mitzvah. Rav Chaim has a piece, famous Rav Chaim, that says, oh, that chisaron though is only chisaron in the kiyam mitzvah, not in the ma'isa mitzvah.
It's right again that the ma'isa mitzvah is complete without kavanah.
Only within the mitzvah, only within the mandam where mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah.
Yeah, we're talking about mandam where mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. That's who the grachs
when
you
masbir,
no?
Hmm.
No,
before it was Mrs. Tzrichas Kavanah. Chashmin Arav. He was only saying that Kavanah is a Tanai in the Maisa Mitzvah within the Mandamar Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Because that's the whole Yisod, the Machok is Mitzvah Tzrichas
Kavanah.
Maisa Mitzvah. According to the Mandamar Mitzvah and Tzrichas Kavanah, it's not a Tanai. But it's a separate Ikov. If Kavanah is Shalom Latzeh, so that'll be Ma'akev, the Kiyam Mitzvah. That's a famous reply. We'll get to it when we move on closer. Mr. Shemuel Beer. Okay, good. So now that we have, basically from Chavtes, right, from the din of Bar Chiyuva, from the din of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, from the din of Kavana, right, of the Mashmiel, all these are basically, basically establishing that the Maisa Tzakiya is very important, and it seems that everyone needs to be Yotze with the Maisa Tzakiya. So now we have to play that out with all the different approaches. And we're going to see there's going to be a kasha on both the Shmiel approach and the Tzakiya approach, but they're going to be opposite problems, right? Each approach is going to have a problem, but they're going to be opposite problems. So let's go through it, right? Yo, according to the Shmiel approach, what's the problem with all this evidence which says that you need to have a Maisa Tzakiya? Exactly. For the Shmiel approach, the problem is, what's the point of the Tzakiya? Why do you need it? If the mitzvah is, the gather of the mitzvah is on the Shmiel, then all you should need is a Shmiel. Why do you need the Tzakiya at all? We're going to get back to tomorrow. For the Tzakiya approach, it's the opposite problem, right? The fact that the Tzakiya approach is going to require a Maisa Tzakiya, Akiva, do you understand that? Or if the Gedra Mitzvah is the Tzakiya, or if the Gedra Mitzvah is both Shmiel and Tzakiya, do you understand why you need a Maisa Tzakiya? If the whole point of the Mitzvah is to do a Maisa Tzakiya, do you understand why you would need to be Mesiachis to a Maisa Tzakiya? Yeah, because that's the whole Mitzvah. Right? The whole Mitzvah is the Tzakiya. Of course, everyone needs to be connected to a Maisa Tzakiya. But what's going to be the problem according to the Tzakiya approach? What? That's true. But I'm saying, what's going to be the problem with everyone being Yotzei the Tzakiya? Exactly. Right? The problem is going to be not everyone's blowing the shofar. And generally, right? Generally, when it comes to a, we'll call a mitzvah shebegufo, right, when it comes to a mitzvah which you have to do with your own body, generally, that can carry over to someone else. You need to do it yourself. Right? So the question we're going to develop right now, and probably only answer tomorrow. All right, so again, according to approach number two, right, going back to the first kshira, that the gedra mitzvah is all about the tekiah. And even according to approach number three, that it's both the Shmi and the Tekiah. So according to those approaches, we understand why each person needs to be Misyaches to the Maisa Tekiah. Because that's the Gedra Mitzvah. That's not a problem. The problem is going to be, wait a second, how is every Shomea going to be Misyaches to a Maisa Tekiah? Isn't a Maisa Tekiah a Mitzvah Shibagufo? Isn't it like Tzvillin? An action you need to do with your own body. Just like by tefillin, you need to put on tefillin yourself. No one else can do it for you. So to a Maisa Tekiah, you need to blow it yourself. How can someone else blow it for you? So that's going to be the big kasha on the Tekiah approach. How are they going to understand how one person can be Tokea and that Maisa Tekiah be Misyaches to all the Shomim? Isn't it a problem of it being a Mitzvah Shevegufo? So I'd like to now just bring a bunch of evidence for this idea that the Maisa Tekiah is a Mitzvah Shebagufa. Okay? So let's go through the evidence. Again, this is now highlighting the question of, how can a Shomea be Misachis to the Maisa Tekiah? Isn't the Maisa Tekiah a Mitzvah Shebagufa? And then tomorrow we're going to come on to some answers for it. So the first prominent Rishon who is very clear that if the Mitzvah were to be focus on the Tekiah, that it would be a Mitzvah Shebagufo, is who?
The Rambam.
Is the Rambam. Okay? So the first place where you see this Beferish is the Tshuva of the Rambam. Okay? So, Yeshua, would you mind? Do you have it?
Yeah.
The Tshuva of the Rambam. The Rambam is going to spell us out Beferish. Go for it.
Right?
So again, why are we focusing on, why is the Bracha focusing on Shmiah and not focusing on Tekiah?
Tshuva, the answer is, Hevdol v'neim gadamoid. It's a very big divide. The mitzvah which is making chayv is not actually tekiah. El is shmiyah tekiah. The ikar is the shmiyah. The hayotz mizah shilu haisa mitzvah miyuchaves yet tekiah. The malay to the king of the mitzvah was tekiah. Hayachayv kol adam v'adam in a zacharim letekiah. Every single male would have to blow. Moshachayv kol adam v'adam leisha besukkah v'lita lolav. And just like every single person is chayv to sit in a sukkah and take the lolav. V'shomeya shalotaka. And now, so who hears about blowing? Lahi yadat zidiyah chavasos. Who would not have been able to be yadat chavaso if someone else were to blow for him.
Beautiful. Right. So we'll stop there for now. So again, the Tshuva of the Rambam spells out the Beferish that if the mitzvah was the Maisa Tekiah, if every person needed to do a mitzvah which included the Maisa Tekiah or was the Maisa Tekiah, then every person would need to do it on his own. Because it's a mitzvah shebegufo, just like sitting in the sukkah, no one can do it for you. Just like lekichas lulav, no one can do it for you. It's a mitzvah shebegufo that no one else can do for you. So right, so the Rambam is very clear in the tshuva, right, that if the focus was on the tekiah, that it would be a mitzvah shebegufo that no one else could do for you. That's where the Rambam says it's beferish. The Rambam is another diak and another Rambam. Moshe, your famous, right, your favorite Rambam. What's the other Rambam that we keep on quoting from different angles, right, which also is mashma, that if it were to be a tekiah, then you would have to do it yourself?
Right.
Aleph Gimel. Aleph Gimel, right? Again, we always reference this. It also shows you that one halach in the Rambam could be looked at from so many different angles and have, you know, and that's why we keep on referencing this Rambam, because it affects us Bala Veira, it affects the Gedra Mitzvah, it affects the impact on tekiah right now. That's why sometimes I have you see the same Makoros multiple times, because I want to have you look at the same Makoros from different angles, and there's so much depth to all of these Makoros, Baruch Hashem. Oh. So in Shofar Aleph Gimel, right, he says, do you have it, anybody, do you have the Lashon inside? Yeah, let's go, right, in a mitzvah, yeah. No, not exactly. Right, Shalom, do you have it? It says, She'ina mitzvah ella b'shmias hakol. And therefore, exactly. Because, says the Rambam, the mitzvah is focused on the Shmia, therefore, afal pishlo nagabo velo hagbia hashomea. Therefore, even though each Shomea didn't touch the shofar, didn't pick it up, they're still yotze, because the mitzvah is the Shmia, mashma, that if what? If the mitzvah was the tekiah, then every single person would need to pick it up, would need to touch it. So not only is it mefurish in the Rambam in Shuva, it's, you know, implicit in the Rambam Aleph Gimel, that if the geder was tekiah, then every person would need to be shomea, sorry, every person would need to be tokea by themselves. Oh. Yeah.
I don't understand how that's an answer. Isn't that obvious? If the mitzvah is on the tekiah, then obviously every single person needs to do it.
So, we'll see. Some people are going to have to argue. and we're going to get that tomorrow. But today we're developing this idea, which I guess you think is obvious based on the course that we've seen today, right? That the Maisa Tekiya is a mitzvah shavagufo, is a mitzvah that you have to physically do yourself and no one else could do for you. Tomorrow we'll see the people who say it's not obvious. Who are you?
We'll say
that even if the
mitzvah's on the
Tekiya, someone else can do it for you. And we'll get to the mechanisms tomorrow. So again, but up until now in the Rambam, both in Shuva and the Shofar, right, this is all in the theoretical world. If there was a theoretical world where there was a mitzvah of Shofar which was focused on Tekiya, then everyone would need to do it on their own. But the Rav, a beautiful piece in Hari Kadam, says, it's not just a theoretical world. There is a mitzvah of shofar, Uriel, right? There's a mitzvah of shofar, which is a din in tekiya. What is the mitzvah of shofar, which is din in tekiya, according to the Rav? He's medayek this in the Rambam. Right? And up until now, in the Rambam and Shuva, and the Rambam and Shofar Aleph Gimel, was more speaking theoretically. In a theoretical world, where there was a mitzvah of shofar, which would have been focused on the tekiyah, then every person would need to do it themselves. But there is another mitzvah of shofar.
What are you saying, not by Rosh Hashanah?
Not by Rosh Hashanah. There's it. Exactly. The mitzvah of shofar by Yovo, if you look closely at the Rambams, where it's not just theoretically, but the Rambam is, if you're medayek in the Rambam thinks that the mitzvah of shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel is a din in tekiya, right? Where does this come from? Aaron, anyone have the Rambam Shemitah Yovel? Right? First, starting with the Koteres. The Koteres, again, we saw in the past, in the Koteres before the Halachos, right, the Rambam lists the mitzvahs. Always very important to pay attention to the formulation. So there in the Koteres, you know, mitzvah Yud Beis in Shemitah, Hilchos Shemitah Yovel. Anyone have it? Anyone have the Lashon? Exactly. It says, Litzkoa b'shofar. In contrast to Lishmoa of Rosh Hashanah, it's Litzkoa b'shofar b'yud b'tishrei, k'day lotzeis avadim or chavshi. Right? The Rambam there, again, focuses not on the Shmiah like he does by shofar Rosh Hashanah, by shofar of Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, focuses on the Tekiyah. And then in Perek Yud Halacha Yud, again, anyone have it in front of them?
Yeah.
Go for it, Shuli.
Okay,
so repeating that formulation, it's not just a one-off. Lashitaso formulates it in terms of the tekiyah, but now there's a nafkamina. Continue. Mitzvah zu.
Mitzvah zu, mitzvah le beis din tekiyah, right? It starts in beis din. Va'avarta shofar tshuva. V'chol yachid v'yachid chayev l'tzvah, right? Each individual person has to blow the shofar. Shnemar taviru shofar.
Oh, so the Rav is a beautiful dinuk. He says, oh, beautiful Rambam Lashitaso. The same Rambam who holds that if there were to be, right, when he's talking theoretically by Rosh Hashanah, if there were to be a mitzvah where the Geder HaMitzvah was the tekiyah, he would say every person needs to do it. Okay, that's theoretically. But the Rambam Lashitaso, when it comes to the mitzvah shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel, where he says, yes, it is a din in the tekiyah. And the Rambam Lashitaso says, and therefore every individual needs to blow it on their own. The Rav says beautifully, Rambam beautifully Lashitaso, because the Rambam thinks that if there's a chuvah of the tekiyah, that's a mitzvah shebegufo, which therefore every single person needs to do on their own. So that's the Rav's beautiful read of the Rambam, that kol yachad yachad chayev litzkoa, means literally every single person needs to blow the tekiyah. I should note, right on the side, there is a prominent Nosakeli who disagrees with this pshat in the Rambam Yud Yud. Who is that Nosakeli? Lach Mishnah. It should be noted that the Lach Mishnah basically poo-poos his diyuk, obviously anachronistically, because he's talking to the Rav here. But how does Lach Mishnah understand that phrase of Kol Yachad Yachad Chayev Litzkoa, Davi?
Not that everyone's really in the school, but it's that unlike Kiddush Chodesh and Savoida, which are a din purely based in, this is a din that everybody
has the mitzvah. Everyone has the mitzvah. Exactly. But in an Hanami, someone else could be motzi. So it's important to note that while the Rav has this diuk, kol yachad yachad chayev litzkoa, which takes literally, it means that every single person needs to blow a shofar on the Yovel of Yom Kippur, on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, which means that everyone needs to learn how to blow a shofar then, right? The Chamishnah has an alternative read in that line that just means that everyone has, that the mitzvah is incumbent upon everyone, but in a Hanami, someone else can do it. It's just important to know that not everyone agrees to this diuk. Yeah.
It
doesn't mean that if the mitzvah is tekiyah by Shofar, then it's not a very bad performance. So Lech HaMishnah Lashitaso holds that way. Lech HaMishnah Lashitaso thinks that even if the mitzvah, we'll get to this tomorrow, that even if the mitzvah of Shofar included a component of tekiyah, one person would be able to do it for someone else.
But that's not Mr.
No, 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 just the Lech Mishnah doesn't think it's a mitzvah shebegufa. Right? So again, this idea that the Rambam, again, the Rambam in all these places seems to assume that the tekiah is a mitzvah shebegufa. And the Rav says if you put all the Rambams together beautifully, it really comes out. That's what he paskins in the context of Yovel. Just Lech Mishnah, just important to note, a sidebar, Lech Mishnah disagrees with that diak. The last makor we're going to see for today is that in addition to right, the Rambam, who clearly says that if, you know, that the Chovas HaTekiyah is a mitzvah shebegufa that no one else can do, there's one other Akron, there is an Akron who also says this idea that if the Gedra Mitzvah was focused on the Tekiyah, that no one else would be able to do that. Who is the other who says that?
Pnei Yeshua.
Very important. So the Pnei Yeshua that I had you guys see spells this out. So again, the background of the Pnei Yeshua is commenting on the statement of the tour. Y'all, do you remember what the tour had said? You can just read the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah. Right, remember, so the Gemara, I was going to have you see the Gemara, but it's just these five words. Right, the Gemara Lamed Aleph Beis says this line, V'yachid. Right, so it's very clear in the Gemara that someone, right, could do it for you. Right? Right, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, one person can be tokeh for others. That's the Gemara. So it comes along the tour. So the Torah says, oh, this is an example of seemingly shlichus, where one person could do the mitzvah for someone else. Then Yeshua goes to town. Right, so the Pnei Yeshua was saying very clearly, right? If the tour seems to apply the din of shlichus here, he says that doesn't work, right? If the mitzvah would have been a chovas tkiyah, so then shlichus wouldn't work because shlichus only works for things like dibur and yoni brachos and tzvila. But when it comes to mitzvah shebegufa, we know that shlichus doesn't work. And the Pnei Yeshua, like the Rambam, says that if the gedra mitzvah of shofar would have been focused on the tekiah, then that would have been a mitzvah shebegufa. So must be Ella. Exactly. So really, the gedra is the shmia. That's why one person could do it for someone else. The only reason why one person can blow for someone else is only because it's Shemiah, right? Like the Rambam spells out. So again, this is all, just keeping everything in perspective, right? We're just bringing these Makoros from the Rambam and Pnei Yeshua to develop this question, which is, wait a second, so now all these Makoros are saying that if there's a Chovas Tekiyah, then it's a mitzvah shebegufo, and therefore one person shouldn't be able to do it for everyone else. So the question that we're going to stop with right now is therefore the question now shifts to therefore according to the tekiah approach and according to even the third approach, it's shmia and tekiah. So then, how is it that one person can blow on behalf of someone else based on this evidence in the Rambam? The Pnei Yeshua seem to be developing, and right, Alan was saying seems to be very pashut, very logical, that the Maisei Tekiyah is a mitzvah shebegufo, and therefore no one should be able to do it for someone else. And therefore, tomorrow we're going to start seeing how are all the Mefarshim who say that no, you right, that the Maisei Tekiyah is part of the Gedra Mitzvah, how are they going to understand this idea that the Tokeya's Maisei Tekiyah is going to carry over to each of the Shulman. We'll stop here.
Yeah. Thank you, Rabbi.